He's teaching grade three. And we were learning Parshas Vayetze, as far as I remember. And we were finishing the Parsha. And I told one of the children to say the Pasuk, the last Pasuk. And they all piped up and they said, last Pasuk to say like that? We don't say like that. I said, what do you mean? I said, our Rebbe taught us that when you make a Siyum, you auction off the last Pasuk. And then with the money that is raised from the auction, we buy refreshments and we make a Sudas Mitzvah. Because it's a Siyum. Well, he says, grade three, started the auction. And it went up to $1.75 in 1953. It hit $1.77 and it was sold. It's a lot of money in 1953. The next day, the fellow that bought the Pasuk, the boy, came in with the money. They went and bought refreshments. He says, and we made a Siyum on the Parsha with a Sudas Mitzvah. And what was ever left over, he says, went to tzedakah. Boy, he said, how many siyume parshas do we have from our children? How many siyume parokim in Mishnayos or Gemara, Mesechtas, to turn it into that ceremony, that koilus uparokim, the thunder and the lightning, that enthusiasm, that hider mitzvah, glorification, that brings the chiba, preciousness of learning, the kiddush of learning. It puts it on a completely different pedestal. That's why the Choizim Lublin brings down that the Samach Mem, the abbreviation of Samach Mem, is Susiyah Meseches Ein Lasois and Sudas Mitzvah Ein Lasois. Because he's not interested in the Siyumim. He's not interested in the Sudas Mitzvahs. Because that's what gives warmth, enthusiasm, zest. He's interested in cut and dry. And that the whole Welt should have that warmth, but not Yiddishkeit, not Torah, not mitzvahs. And we have the ability in our homes to turn the things that we're doing into much more enthused acts. Shabbos tish, orchim, lighting Shabbos candles, taking challah, doing another mitzvahs in the house. Having that chayas, bringing it into our homes. Finu eseichalecha, tirus migdashecha, vidliku neiris pechatzis kechecha. To light up our lives, put more enthusiasm. And of course, chassidus learning gives us that ability to have that enthusiasm. May Hashem help that we guard our homes in the way to keep out the impure things and also to glorify the things that are there. And we should subjugate our hearts and our minds to raising our families and ourselves. And we should go on the path that the Rebbe has taught us. And I want to just end off with the Rebbe always being with us. I have a kviyas that I read five letters of the Rebbe a day. 2 days before I was leaving Rehovot, I get a letter from the Rebbe when I'm reading. The Rebbe says, what you wrote to me in the letter, being that you're coming this week to New York, I'll discuss it with you when we come. And then he says, I don't know exactly the people that you're living with, the type of people that, you know, that live in your city, but you should explain to them what it means about going to the oil of the tzaddik of our generation. And you should explain to them what it says in Chazal, that Kol of Ben Yefuna went to Davin by Chevron Kivrei Ovis, and he was nitzel, he was saved from the Meraglim, and he even inherited their lot. And being that they can't travel there, you should allow them to make you be a shliach to bring letters to the Rebbe, that the Rebbe should be able to be mispalef for them. This was 2 days before I was leaving to New York. So of course I walked into shul, I read out the letter, and I said, fellows, I'm willing to be a shliach to bring letters to the Rebbe. Our Rebbe walks with us all the time. He gives us the strength to be able to carry on. Even though that we can be living through difficult times, but he gives us the ability and the strength to be able to persevere and to be able to have the right direction. Let us hook up to him, because the Rebbe is zicher, dedicated and devoted to us. It's our business to be dedicated and devoted to him and to all of his values, and to be able to represent him and to show who is chassidim are to the world, that with the kedusha and the tahara, and protecting our homes in the right way. And we should be zoicha from guarding our own homes to be able to guard the big base of Mikdash Hashlem.